Here we go one last time, and it is the Fantasy Cast alongside of my tag team partner in crime. He is Jerry Sags. I'm Joey Knobs, and we are the Nasty Boys. And we are here at FantasyVictory.com bringing you all sorts of information that you need to know when you need to know it. Now, I love it when we get comments on Twitter. By the way, you can follow us at Twitter. It's at FantasyVictory. At FantasyVictory. Follow us and send us a message. Tom, you know what I love to get more than anything from people at our Twitter account? I love it when people just jot down their entire roster and say, I love my team, your thoughts. And it's like, I look at it and I'm going, well, what do you want me to say? You know, I mean, somebody sent me today, like, his like fantasy championship roster. And the only thing I wanted to tweet back at him was, I want the owners that are in your league to be in mine. Because, you know, it's kind of one of the, I mean, he's got everybody who's everybody. Yeah, it's probably like a two-man league with his blind grandmother, with all due respect. Okay, so a couple news and nuggets here. We want to talk draft strategy because, as we all know, we will be drafting. I've got a league draft on Saturday night here at good old KMSP Fox 9 and Mini. And then Monday, I've got my keeper league with my brother-in-law, who, by the way, made a mistake. So one of the things we should probably talk about is what happens when your commissioner makes a mistake. Not to call you out on the air here, Kevin, but...
Plug him.
Now I don't get LeSean McCoy, because evidently I've had him for 3 years, and we can only keep him for three. So my son, who's in the league, who is not keeping anybody, who has the most money out of anybody to spend, what's the first words out of his mouth? Hey, Dad, I'm going to keep LeSean. I'm going to get LeSean McCoy. Yeah. I'm just going to snipe. No, I probably should go back and redo this, because he doesn't talk like that. I mean, it would be like on helium, but... Hey, he's 15. You know, he's going through the motions, so it's all good. All right, so let's talk draft strategy here in our remaining minute. What do you do if you are in the top portion of your draft? All right, well, it may seem obvious. However, you know, you've got three runners there, but like in our Channel 9 league here, for whatever reason, ooh, listen to this. It's tricky. It is indeed. We get 6 points for quarterback touchdowns, and so that changes the dynamic a whole bunch. Yeah, so you know, like Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford and Tom Brady and all those guys are going to go off at the beginning of the round. Now, to that point, you wonder, because there's 14, it's a 14-team league, which I've never been in a 14-team league before. I'm getting a little claustrophobic with this 14-team league stuff. So we'll see how that works out. But there's 6 point for a passing touchdown, so we'll see. But if you're at the top of your draft, I mean, look, it's a feel thing. So if you're not feeling LeSean McCoy, or if you think, I'm afraid Arian Foster's going to get hurt, just back off. It's 1, 2, 3. It's McCoy, it's Rice, it's Foster. Any of those three can be interchanged, although Foster does look to be the top guy. But if your league promotes quarterbacks more so, don't be afraid to reach for a signal caller in that top three or four as well. Just don't reach for Michael Vick, Tomlin. We went through that last year. That's going to do it. Hey, tomorrow on the big show, we will give you all the news and notes from fantasy around the league. And we'll start to break down this third and the best week of fantasy preseason is right here. It's the third week. We're right around the corner. Right here, Fantasy Victory.